Part A of the phase 3 trial was presented at the American College of Gastroenterology in 2020. Here, dupilumab was administered for 24 weeks, and the primary endpoint here became a co-primary endpoint in line with the FDA guidance for therapeutic efficacy for treatments being looked at for eosinophilic esophagitis. The co-primary endpoint here consisted of reduction in symptoms of dysphagia using a validated symptom tool, as well as histologic efficacy defined by achievement of less than or equal to 6 eosinophils per power field. On the left-hand side of the slide here, we're seeing the change in the symptom score using the validated symptom reported tool, the DSQ, with significant improvement in symptoms of dysphagia throughout the 24-week treatment period. The co-primary endpoint here was histologic efficacy, and this was also achieved with dupilumab compared to placebo, with 59.5% of patients achieving less than or equal to 6 EOs per power field with dupilumab compared to only 5% with placebo.